Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday. Thank you, Larry. So, it's the 27th of July, 2012. We're on station 2 today, so you probably know that if you're hearing me. And so, just know that we're on station 2 Friday and Saturday. So, we'll see if Kathy's out there, see if she has anything new and exciting to talk about. We'll just see what happens. So, I don't know. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. I'm out here. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Creation Light Chip Healing on BBS Radio, Station 2. And callers are welcome. I've posted the toll-free number in the fast chat, and I'll read it out loud. It's 888-429-5471. And there are other numbers you're calling outside the USA and Canada that are listed on Station 2 of the BBS Radio Creation Lightship page. So, Ron, we've received some questions from the email clsquestions@yahoo.com. I can start with those if you'd like.
Yeah, let's just start with that and see if we have any call-ins. And we'll just see how the show goes tonight. So tonight normally is our paranormal night. So we'll just see if we have any paranormal questions or experiences that people have had. But go ahead, Kathy.
Sure. From Kevin. Ron, I just wanted to report that my enlarged cervical lymph node has shrunk from a golf ball size to a small marble since Wednesday. I ran the infection body clearing for that situation as you and Carrie suggested on Wednesday's BBS program.
Wonderful.
Should he clear entities or keep clearing the infections?
I'd probably do the infection, and then you may want to get the mind of the body energy going, but that might be, you know, I think the body jumpstart, if you can afford that, has a lot of clearings that could help you. And I know in there is the mind of the body. So that might be, the mind of the body is your internal healer, so you want to get that definitely online working. I would also even do some timeline crashes on it so that you can get rid of the energies that you could have this problem on a timeline. So I would do maybe a couple hundred of those possibly. Do you have any ideas too, Kathy, or anybody else out there in the fast chat want to mention what might be better too to do?
Oh, I was going to suggest the timeline crashing for all those conditions.
Yeah.
Conditions. The timeline crashing works well on physical conditions that are bothering us now.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
So you say a couple hundred? Okay.
I'd say probably a couple hundred, yeah. If you have a condition, a couple hundred, maybe even 1,000. I think most people start to feel relief just from just a normal situation of something without a major circumstance. They probably do between 20 and 50 of them. So I would definitely do a lot more with the physical condition.
Okay, that's good. I was listening to Wednesday's show, and there was quite a few other people who said they benefited from that lymphatic clearing you did for the sample clearing based on that one request. So it seems,
do that again for people. We can do a lymphatic system clearing here.
Great.
So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's do one for, I don't know if the word infected would be the right word to use, but your lymph nodes that are holding poison, which is what they're supposed to do. Let's see if we can get some energy released here. And a lot of times it's in somebody's neck where the problem exists. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do some more clearing for lymph nodes that are enlarged. Here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3. Boy, a lot of energy here. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, boy. Well, back to you, Kathy. That's pretty heavy.
Yeah, who knew that was going to be a big one, Ron? But you asked for comments about the testimony questions, how to heal it, and some people did agree that the typed in that the timeline crash is what they would do. Ashley said that was an awesome testimony. And some people really felt that lymphatic clearing and reported it here. Tony said she's feeling that in her rib cage. Roger says, feels like sludge body, powerful. Mark, a lot of stagnant energies are moving. Wow. And Cammie says, well, I feel light coming in my body. Must be my spirit. And so it seems like people feel it differently. Richard says, I can think better. Luke says, I feel it in my head, neck, and behind ears. And Bonnie says, lymphatic clearing really feels wonderful. Thank you very much. So, and Ron, you apparently noticed that it was made a big difference for you, too. You probably felt that, too, it seems like.
Yeah, that's right.
So we all, I think, are expressing our appreciation in these comments as well. Okay, so next question from Lisa. I'm not sure she's on here yet. So if you are, Lisa, please type into the fast chat if you're listening for your question that you wanted answered today. Meantime, Liz is asking, she thinks a ghost was in her living room the other day. Do you have any comment about that, Ron?
Yeah, something was there. Feels like it, as you mentioned that. Does feel pretty big, like life-size, we'll say. I don't know what to say. Let's see if we can get rid of this energy here. Because it is still kind of, may not be in your room, but it's still lurking around. So let's try to grab it and send it on here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, that should be pretty much removed here, I think. Just see how you feel. Okay. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Regarding that infection body clearing you just did, Penny here has posted that she needs more of a clearing and is asking your advice. So would you recommend that she check out the purchase the infection body clearing specifically, just that one clearing?
Well, I think it'd probably be cheaper in the long run to get the body jump start because there's a lot of clearings in there. And I would do that one. I think it's $200 for that, and it I think it has about five clearings inside of that. So,
yeah, and there's three whole life clearings in there, Penny. Worth it.
Oh, yeah, so definitely I would do that one.
Yeah, it's just a more overall approach.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to really benefit from it. Okay, so now here's a question, Ron, about spirit and body connection. Could you please explain the difference between the spirits of the body and the heart, and how are they connected to us?
Okay. Yeah, so we have two spirits. One spirit is just for the body, to make the body work, and it's more or less integrated in the body. It doesn't leave the body. It may leave, or naturally will probably leave. I shouldn't say probably. I think it dies with the body. Okay, so it gets returned back to the energy. Somehow it gets activated in the body, and then it makes the body function. Remember, the body is created from light. So all the cells that you have of light will be connected to this body spirit. And so that's why you have a an auric field, because your body has an energy in it which emits this energy around it. That you want to keep shrink-wrapped all the time. Now, the other spirit is what people normally talk about all the time. They don't normally talk about the first one with the body. They talk about the one that leaves.
Boy, hang on.
I think it was that lymphatic clearing, Ron.
Wow, yeah, I need to get some water here. One minute here, everybody. Okay. This happens off and on. One of those fur balls here. So here we go.
Clearing, yeah.
So the spirit that everybody talks about, the one that leaves your body when you're sleeping, you call it a soul typically. That's the one that comes into the body, you know, as the body's being, say, made, comes in and checks on it, we'll say, when you're being developed. And then it's with you for your whole life, and that part of you never dies. That thing, that spirit energy always comes around, and that's what the dark side takes. The other one, remember, is useless to them because they can't use it. They do use part of that energy, though, when they replicate you. So that's the first spirit, the one that they replicate you with to make a new body. That's the clone. Now, the other one is what we'll call your soul, and that one never dies, and that's what they capture to bring you back into the forced reincarnation is that one. That one, like I said, looks out of your eyes all the time and is only there to try to make you more conscious so it can help you in manifestation. Remember, your body by itself is not going to manifest. It needs to have some way to do that. So before they had mind energy, you just connect to your heart where this spirit resides, and you would start to do your manifestations that way, using source energy to work with source energy. Now what we have is source energy still here, but mainly we have, most people are probably 99.9% in the mind, so they use mind energy to manifest with, and your spirit does go along with that, because it needs some of that energy to work with. So it's like forced to use itself up in that process. And that's how the dark side gets a hold of things. That's why when you work with something, and I mentioned, like, if you made something and you sold it, like your clothing, it'll still have your spirit energy that looks out of your eyes into that. It could still possibly have part of your body spirit too, but mainly it's the other one. So the one that looks out of your eyes is the most important to the darkness. And that's probably why they talk about that. The other one really doesn't pertain too much, even though they make clones out of it. But the main thing is the spirit that looks out of your eyes is the one that's more active and is conscious. The other one just goes with the body. So hopefully that's helped you out a little bit there. And so the main thing is that the dark side wants to get the one that's more conscious, which is the one that looks out of your eyes that they try to abduct all the time. So back to you, Kathy.
Regarding our spirit, Max is asking, what if his spirit is walking behind him? What should he do about it? He says, it won't come into me. It seems to want to watch my tail end.
That does happen. I have seen that before. Let's see here. Does he want to have it brought in right now?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. So I'll count to five to bring it in. First, got to get rid of entities, because the entities are taking the place of where your spirit is. We need to get rid of the entities here. So here we go. One, getting those released now. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. This also works for other people. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. We'll see if this is enough to get your spirit back into your body. So coming in, count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. There. So we'll just see if that's helped you out here. You should be feeling a lot warmer right now. And your body may even be shaking. Sometimes that happens because the spirit's integrating. We'll see what comments we get here. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. That didn't feel very good. And I do feel pretty warm. I'll be watching for the comments. Ron Q is asking, what are angels and saints?
Well, the angels are the energies that probably were here once upon a time. Most people assume that these energies that come from light stay here for eons, and that's not correct. So an angel energy may have been here for 15 minutes and left, but the blueprint, you know, is copied by the darkness, and they can bring that angel around here for thousands of years, even though it's only was here maybe for 15 minutes. You have to realize that that's what happens with the darkness. They copy everything. As far as saints, we have one saint, I believe, on the internet, Saint Bernadette, and she was here. The spirit of her was here for a short time and then left, and the body is still here, so I have a picture of her. It's quite interesting to see how they preserved her body. I don't know how that happened. I don't think the light actually did that. So it's probably a darkness energy to keep the body fully alive here. Or at least, you know, alive looking. But when you do bring the energy in, in fact, we could do this here for everybody. This will be interesting on our paranormal night. I'm going to get on my computer, and I'm going to Google Saint Bernadette. And I know we have it on the website, but we'll just see what happens here. Maybe everybody else can do it, too. Let's see here. You found it at all yourself, Kathy, a picture of her?
No, not yet.
Name
Saint Bernadette.
So it's Bernade. There we go. So in Google, it comes up. And let's pick, I don't know, we can get the second picture if you like. That's on YouTube here, where she's laying down with her eyes closed and her hands, you know, kind of crossed underneath her chin there. We could do that one. I'm going to go into, that's probably a good one, I guess. Everybody have that image here? CatholicPilgrims.com, and that's her laying in the glass casket, I guess. So we got it here. So I have it in front of me, so we'll let everybody get this picture up here. And what we're going to do is bring in the spirit energy into that body from the light ship. Supposed to be kind of profound here. And we'll wait a minute here to let everybody get her here. So
I think the picture you're talking about is the one that you did have on the website before, where she's holding a rosary.
Yeah, more than likely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has the more than likely, yes. Uh-huh. So, whenever anybody, you guys ready? Anybody? I guess
looks
we got
like
yeses.
I've got
there.
It, but I think everyone's looking for it.
Hey, you got yours up, Kathy?
Yes, I do.
Here we go. I'm going to bring in the spirit energy that was in that body for the time that it was here. So here we go. One. Now watch the picture. Two. Three. Now it's connecting. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. I'm told that Wikipedia has a younger picture of her, too. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Mine's starting to get three-dimensional. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And a little more energy here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. How is that? We'll see what the comments are here. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, her face is starting to look so real to me. I really had to look away a couple times. Felt so real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, her spirit is very, very gentle spirit, although it should be, but that's just, anyway.
Yeah, she's
all gentle, but,
seems so sweet. Well, she's got her eyes closed, and she looks like she's deceased, and she's holding the rosary, but that's the typical pose when they put you in the casket, and so... But when it starts to look real,
Well, take away the rosary energy. Let me get that away from there, because that's the dark.
Okay, the rosary. Mm-hmm.
Get rid of that. Take away that energy completely. Yeah. This is actually working live as she, wherever she is laid right now. This is happening to her physically there, too. So if you happen to hear something from wherever she's at rest and they say she looked real, today at this time, that's because that's true. But I would imagine it's probably early in the morning someplace. We're going to take away the darkness energy of the rosary. Here we go. One, two, three. There it goes. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah, now it's too much better. Eight, 9, and 10. There we go. And we'll take off the energy of her clothing, okay? 1, 2, you have to remember that people pray to her probably a lot because she's a saint. So we're taking away that negative energy off of her. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And I just got a comment from a person. They said they had an unexpected jolt when I brought in the energy of her. And wants to know what that means. Well, there's another light being on the planet right now. So that's what it means. So who knows what the light being is doing, but it's in the body there. So, yeah, she looks very beautiful. So back to you, Kathy.
She does look beautiful. And the comments in the fast chat, they're saying that she looks so alive. And Ben says that's really peaceful and energizing at the same time. That's very intense, bright light, says Eric. Liz says she actually can't look at her. And Sharina says, wow, the lips and eyebrows came up further. Karen says she turned into a gentle, tremendous light being before my eyes. And Israel is agreeing with you, saying in Mexico, a lot of people worship saints. Yes, it's a very Catholic tradition to do that, also the rosary. So thank you for clearing that energy and bringing us her true essence. That was very wonderful, Ron, and people are saying that was amazing. Liz says her body is on a timeline of youth. It's like that her body is on a timeline of youth. Maybe she's being held on a timeline.
Yeah, so let's get her case out of the case, more than likely. Yeah, let's get her off of the darkness timeline now. Here we go. 1, 2. There's more than going on than what I'm counting here. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, everybody. We'll see what that does here. So back to you, Kathy.
Wow. Okay, Ron, when you did the clearing... When you did the clearing, Max, whose spirit was following behind him, right after that, a few comments came up, and basically it's pretty much Max is saying you have no idea how much better this is to be in your body, better. He felt aligned with his body and functional with it, and he's thanking you. And you also mentioned that some people could feel a tremor, and George says that my body did shake. So is that normal?
Yes, it would be, uh-huh. That's perfectly normal when the spirit's out and it comes in, yes, uh-huh. In fact, what we'll do is make sure everybody is in their body properly. Remember, the spirit only comes in with the way that it left. That's all that it knows. So that's its perfection. So if it comes in upside down and the spirit's head at your feet, then the spirit's going to be looking out of your feet, in a sense, and never connect your body properly. But it'll always come in that way until you tell it to come in properly. So we'll take everybody out of their body instantly here, and we'll put you back in. So coming out, coming back in correctly, and I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Okay, everybody. See how you're doing.
Great. Thank you, Ron. Okay. Heal 321 is asking if you could possibly clear Mary Magdalene the same way as you did for Saint Bernadette. Can you do the same for her?
Well, her energy is not here, so it won't make any difference.
Okay, then she's asking, how about the light of the dark Jesus?
I don't think I'll touch that one. There's too many energies out there. Remember, every church has it in there. And every picture that's there will have that energy in it. So I probably won't do that. If you have your own picture of Jesus, I can put peace energy into it for you. So we can do that. Here we go. So just putting some peace energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, further comments on the fast chat regarding Saint Bernadette. Luke says that you cleared a clone when the light being came in. It felt like to him. He could see a lot going on behind the scenes. And Luke says that there was two light beings, and it's a big shift. He says the whole planet shifted out of time slightly. Any comment to that, Ron?
Well, not, I don't, no. A lot of things happen when we bring in, you know, source energy and stuff and do that. I'm just trying to think what else I could probably do. Jesus had so many entities, entities would be the wrong word to use, so many light beams in the body that it's really hard to bring in all those energies. I'm just thinking out loud here if I can do anything with the picture of Jesus, but at this moment, I don't think so. He did have the 12 source energies with him, so each one would be separate, but he also had other light beings that were doing work too. So it's I can't do much more for that energy.
Could he be talking about Saint Bernadette?
Well, no, I was looking at Jesus' energy, if I could do that for people, because that came up, but no. She only had one light being in her. That was it. And
Larry wants to know if
she's
alive in the United States by incarnation.
Asking, is she alive? Is that a question?
Yes, by incarnation.
Well,
is she alive in us by incarnation?
Well, her spirit that was in the body at the time as a light being who came down here is not here. So it's very possible that another spirit came in when the light being left, and that one apparently feels like it has incarnated a few times. But it's not the light being. So it gets to be a little complicated as you start doing these things, because people normally don't understand they just think that the body only has one spirit in it that looks out of the eyes, and you can have more than that if you have light beams that come in to do work special here. So, and then what else takes the place and that pulls out? So when the light beams leave, then the light of the darkness comes in and puts in a spirit. So that's how people get kind of messed up on some of the, I guess, spiritual information that's out there, because what came in initially was one thing, and what maybe is channeling is someone else, or something else, or what else, I could say. You know, it could be a planet transmitting stuff to somebody in the name of Archangel Michael or whatever, you know. So, I guess, back to you, Kathy.
Well, Larry's commenting that the world did light up, especially the United States and South America.
Great.
Okay, then. Now, Pete from Austria, Australia is on the line here, on the fast chat, and he writes that he's wondering if his friend's dad, who's deceased, is visiting. He says the dad leaves a scent, and the next day something happens. And he's wondering what he could do about it.
Yeah, it feels like the emotional body's here. The spirit will not normally leave a scent, okay? Or the emotional body will. The emotional body is probably what's doing that. So, I do see it visiting quite a few times. In fact, it feels like about 50 times what I can pick up. So that is correct. The spirit, which is the emotional body, using that term, it's not the one that looked out of its eyes, but the one that was with the body, that knows all about emotions and duality, and is able to communicate, because people communicate through emotions, is visiting. Yes, that is correct.
He's wondering what to do about it, like perhaps the deceased emotional whole life clearing.
Yeah, that
for
one.
Deceased,
I think,
loved ones.
$50 to get rid of the emotional body. Yeah, that one would work.
$50.
Yeah, to get it out of here, because it will be body hopping through relatives and things, and it could cause discomfort or I won't say necessarily harm, but emotional heartache to people. So just think you're having a good day one day, doing nothing, feeling fine. Maybe you're happy, and then all of a sudden this emotional body steps into you from a dead relative, and then they start playing their tapes about, you know, why you didn't show up on time when you're supposed to pick them up, you know, maybe for some event, how bad you were as a child toward them, how you treated them, and why didn't you visit them in the hospital the last 3 weeks when they're dying, even though they were, you know, 5,000 miles away and you couldn't possibly do it. And they get all this stuff, all this guilt coming to you, which that's the emotional body. And you had a good day going until this thing hopped into you. Or maybe you're talking to a relative on the telephone, and it's over there. And then, you know, once you pick that phone up, now it's with you. And now you're both talking about, Uncle Harry or whatever, or about maybe one of your parents about, how they treated you and stuff and everything else. And it's just the emotional body, you know, triggering you, pushing your buttons to talk about it because it wants to get airtime. So, yeah, you want to get rid of that body if you can. And that clearing is on there. It's the deceased loved one's clearing, and it would be the emotional body. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, I just got a request here in clsquestions@yahoo.com, and someone has purchased a deceased loved one emotional clearing for their uncle Joe. And they wanted to verify with you if this clearing was completed.
If you did the clearing, it is completed, yes.
Okay, they're saying that this person was more or less a sociopath, had no emotions in their judgment, so was wondering, you know, especially under those circumstances, I guess, might be a little different.
Well, yeah, but the energy is gone. That emotional body is gone. What you might do is run it again, maybe for some entities. Feels like there's about 10 entities that could have come into this person. Using that emotional body. I don't normally run into this process very often like this here, but it feels like these entities were using the emotional body also to run it. So not only did the emotional body get used to run the physical body, it had entities running it also. So I would probably do it for 10 entities that was connected to, attached to, quartered to, the remote control person will say, remote control in the emotional body. So I would do 10 of those. Very interesting.
Wow. So you're saying this person should purchase the entity clearing for their deceased uncle
No.
and run it? And
No.
Oh, just
go in and do that clearing, which you already have for the deceased loved ones for that person on the emotional body, but you want to put in entity attachments to that emotional body. Because they can look like the emotional body also.
So it
doesn't normally happen, but this is what I'm picking up. So they can come in and look like the emotional body and still haunt you and get rid of those entities.
Mm-hmm. So where it would say name, you put their name and then entity attachment after that?
Yeah, entity attachment after that. It run it 10 times and see what happens.
Okay. Amazing. Okay. Thank you. This person's not on the fast chat right now, but told me that we'd be listening to the archive. All right. So let's see what else is on the fast chat. Okay. So Jeff is confirming that the emotional clearing gets rid of a lot of garbage controlling the body. And the Heidi says her spirit likes this energy. That was when you cleared for Saint Bernadette.
In fact, I could do that for people.
That'd be great.
So you may have a rosary, or maybe you know your parents had one. You know, or and maybe you were having a rosary in another lifetime other than this one here. So we'll just go back to the first life, if that's the case, that you had a rosary, which could include this life, and we'll take away that energy from that. So this is kind of like doing a clearing on the website. That would be for objects, okay? Taking away the darkness out of an object. So here we go. This is going to probably affect everybody. So one, two, remember this is kind of like an implant, you know? Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, getting more peaceful. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So hopefully you're feeling better. We'll be starting our 8-hour marathon conference calls or body rejuvenation next month again. So the date that it begins with, if you wanted to get all of them, the 28 hours of healing, it's going to start August 11th. That'll be the 4-hour call. And then we have 3 consecutive 8-hour calls on Sundays after that. The 8-hour calls will be the 12th, 19th, and 26th, but it starts off on the second week, which is Saturday on the 11th of August. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, ascension preparation question. Ron, any suggestions about what we should eat or avoid eating to best prepare for ascension?
Boy, ideally, you probably wouldn't want to eat anything that has a genetic coding to it. So that would probably mean, you know, maybe more of the conscious animals. Maybe that live out of water. I'm just kind of looking at that. I don't know how conscious a fish is, okay? Whereas, you know, like, you know, cows and other four-legged animals that people do eat seem to be a little more conscious, where a fish may not be, but you're taking on the DNA, whatever you eat. So whether you're trying to be a vegetarian, you know, well, you know, what about the plants that you're eating? You know, they were living too. So I don't really get into much of that, but I guess ideally you don't want to eat anything that's meat, because it will have, you know, the DNA of the animal in it. And it would probably have, since animals are fear-based in a sense, it will have the fear energy upon its death that you're eating. So, but other than that, I really can't comment on what to eat, because some bodies need to have meat. Remember, you have teeth. And the fact that you have teeth means that they're there in your mouth, you know, in your skull, and you have to move your jaw, and you have to chew. So, you know, it's made to chew meat. So I can't really get into that subject. Ideally, not to eat at all. It would be the best way. And that way you're not bringing in any other strange DNAs into you. And I definitely will not eat anything that was sushi that comes, you know, from the ocean. Mainly, you know, the octopus and the squid or whatever else their people are eating. Plus, you may be getting other stuff that may be harmful to your body just because it's down there, like mercury. But other than that, you know, just live life. Don't worry about it too much. And, you know, people who have tried to stop eating meat because they thought it was more spiritual, their body gets sick at times. So don't even, you know, you're not going to hear it from me telling you not to eat meat or fish or something like that. It won't come out of my mouth. What I could say, if you don't eat, that'd be better. But that's up to you and how long you'll last, you know. So back to you, Kathy.
On that subject, could you recommend a clearing for those who used to eat meat, or maybe want to clear out the DNA of the, let's say the beef or the seafood that they ate as a child, you know, being fed that? Is there a clearing that we could use that would clear DNA? Or how about the generic 7-generation clearing? Could that also be used, since that would be...
Yeah, you could probably, that one's mainly designed to use for a few of the clearings that we have online where we don't have 7 generations. Yeah, you could probably go into the special whole lifetime clearing. That's a whole lifetime clearing. And maybe put in there you want to clean out the DNA that's active, you know, in the food that you've eaten in the past, and then maybe go back and do the 7-generation one. That's a possibility. I just don't know. I know it will work. I'm trying to think of anything else that could be done. Another clearance that we have. I just don't know. But that one, you know, would work. So I'm looking more like, did you pick up any implants, genetic implants from what you have eaten? So I was kind of looking more at that. Compared to looking at food, you know, that has trauma in it. I'm looking at more of, you know, something that could really harm you without you knowing about it. So, boy, maybe do an implant clearing. I don't know if we have one online exactly. I know we have one on the alien attack page. I don't think I have an actual implant clearing up. Alien implant clearing. So we are looking at doing some other clearings, but I don't have the list in front of me right now. I kind of am holding back. I'm doing a lot of these here because, you know, it just, it's, to me, it's just getting a little bit out of hand, even though people may need to have something else. But I would say definitely, you know, get on the calls that we have, the conference calls for $20, and get on those things. So we do the replicas and the cording and the entities. Those are the main ones that you want to get off of yourself. So anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, it was a great suggestion, Ron. The special whole lifetime clearing for DNA removal of food we ate in the past. Okay, thank you. Ron, and we only have like a couple minutes left, so I just want to take this time right now to thank you for all the clearings and the healings today. Thank BBS and the listeners for their participation. And thank you also for the reminder of the upcoming intensive that will be held in August, beginning the 11th, Saturday. So with just a minute in left, I'll turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so we'll do the mind to heart drop here, everybody. And our next BBS program is tomorrow, which is Saturday, and we go to the light chip. So I'll take requests, maybe half a dozen of them, we'll say. So if you want to come on early onto the fast chat and put the request in, and although if it's too early, maybe you might lose the page. But I'll do maybe 6 to 8 of them if you want to enter a request in, or maybe send it to CLS Questions also, and just do one per person. So here we go, Mind to Heart Drop, and we go to the light chip tomorrow, same time, Station 2, 7 o'clock Pacific. Here we go, Mind to Heart Drop, expanding your spirit to take your thoughts into your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll leave the energized picture of St. Bernadette up if you would like to feel lifing energy. It'll just be peace, but it'll be up until, I'll leave it up for 4 hours, okay? So midnight my time, it'll be disconnected. So, see you later, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. Great show.
Thank
I like
Ron.
Spontaneous ones. Yes.
Oh, thank you very much. A lot of people are telling you thank you on the fast chat, and it was a great show. And they're thanking BBS, too.
Yep. Okay, everybody, so we'll see you later, and blessings to all of you. Bye, everyone.